Hello, Market Watcher. I'm David Revell, and this is Value Side at the Close. Donald Trump's social media company soars. Competitors swoon. That, plus today's market wrap-up, coming right up. Well, sometimes you see things in the market that just make you scratch your head. Things that you've never seen before. Something like that is occurring right now. Something that you and I will look back and say, I remember when. Yesterday, Donald Trump, yes, that Donald Trump, former President of the United States, officially launched his Special Purpose Acquisition Company, SPAC for short, the purpose of which is to start a new service of social media platforms designed, quite frankly, to compete with some of the existing platforms which threw him off. Platforms like Twitter and Facebook and Google. Google isn't strictly speaking a social media platform, but they have had their own agenda. More of that in a minute. Right now, we want to discuss how this new stock, Digital World Acquisitions, symbol DWAC, has performed in 2 days of trading. And this is the part that is utterly amazing. This is the part you want to write home about. It's the part we will remember for a long, long time. Yesterday, DWAC, Digital World Acquisitions, began trading at roughly $10 a share, but it shot through that level in a heartbeat, and before you could say Donald John Trump, it doubled in price, then doubled again, and finally finished the day up by a factor of fivefold. An unknown company, in a sector of the market that is increasingly becoming backwater, had gone from a total net worth of a couple of million dollars at the start of the day to over $1.5 billion by the close. That's pretty heady stuff, immediately propelling Digital World to the top half of all American stocks by market capitalization, and ahead of such well-known brands as Bed Bath & Beyond and Big Lots, among many, many others. So I have to confess, I went to bed last night thinking that this was exciting, but probably a flash in the pan, a record not likely to be replicated. How wrong I was. As we near the close of the market on day two of trading in digital, it looks like they'll nearly double what they did yesterday, raising another nearly $1.5 billion and putting their market capitalization at nearly $3 billion. This puts Digital World solidly in the top one-third of all stocks traded in America. They're now in the neighborhood of companies like tech company Yelp, First Bancorp, money manager Eaton Vance, and St. Joe Companies, the latter two of which have been around forever. And remember, Digital World has not yet opened their doors. They haven't made their first acquisition, had their first public shareholders meeting, or issued their first dividend. They're only just beginning. And what an incredible beginning this is working out to be. To get some idea of how overwhelming this has been, I'm having real difficulty finding the exact volume traded on the stock. Remember, NASDAQ stocks are dealer-reported volumes, and that must be running far, far behind. The charting service I use is having trouble keeping up also. I'm currently using MSN Money as the best site to follow the stock. So once again, the name of the company is Digital World Acquisitions. It's the new social media company for Donald Trump. One final note. If you don't think this is having an impact, just look at those three mentioned competitors, Twitter, Google, and Facebook. Google currently down 3% today. Twitter down over 4% today. And Facebook down over 5%. Now turning to the market wrap-up, those three mentioned stocks are having a negative impact on NASDAQ, which itself is currently down about 1%. The Dow, however, is up, as is the Standard & Poor's 500, although that may change. Bonds, oil, and gold all up, with cryptos declining. So stay tuned for today's market comment on what the Trump media company really means. Well, it had been rumored for months. Yesterday was the day that the real estate mogul, reality TV host, and the 45th President of the United States became Donald Trump, social media entrepreneur. For millions, this was a moment that they had hoped for, since Jack Dorsey and the management team at Twitter had censored him. It was the day that a little-noticed special acquisition company named Digital World Acquisitions became the most actively traded stock on NASDAQ, as literally millions poured into the stock that was to become the center of the new Trump media empire. The stock itself rose by fivefold, from an overnight close of less than $10 per share, hitting a high of over $50 per share yesterday. And if I'm right, we're going to see the same kind of performance today, as word about this new social media company reaches even more investors. Now, this demand is a clear indication of the need for more diverse voices in social media, a sector which, up to now, has sung from the same hymnal. There have been only a handful of social sites which have dominated the space, and all of which share the same political and social perspective. Their willingness to silence even a U.S. president was witness to the fact that they did not recognize free speech as a fundamental value. Rather than open up their platforms to free and open debate, the current group chose to steer public opinion in the direction that they wished to see prevail. Now, yesterday was the opening salvo that challenges that basic premise. Others have tried, but lacked the financial staying power to really challenge the reigning leaders in this industry, Google, Facebook, and Twitter. With this kind of public support, it now looks like a real viable challenger has arisen, one that will be ready and willing to take up the other side of the debate. For Trump, this moment has to be sweet, to challenge those who were thought to be unassailable, companies whose position was second to none, who had such a head start in infrastructure, experience, and capital. Remember, these existing social media companies are among the highest capitalized companies in the world, a couple of which have over $1 trillion in market cap. But we've seen great commercial empires before, and we've seen them come and we've seen them go. It's the nature of our free market system. Don't let the crown rest too long on any one company. I remember flying one day out of LaGuardia Airport in New York. It was shortly after another, formerly unassailable company, Eastern Airlines, had just declared bankruptcy. Of all their routes, only one was considered really profitable, and that was the New York-Washington-Boston shuttle. Thousands had come to rely on this quick and easy way to get between these major East Coast cities every day. For many, it was the major link in their business routine. Well, to make a long story short, a brash young New Yorker decided that he could take over the shuttle and make some money while continuing to provide a vital service to Northeast businesses. Now, I was flying just the day after the news that Eastern was gone. And there, on the runway next to me, emblazoned with the Trump logo, was the newest of the new Trump shuttle planes, painted, polished, and raring to go. How'd he do that, I wonder? In just 24 hours, he had the Trump shuttle up and running, on time, I might add, something that Eastern was never able to achieve. I learned right then never to underestimate this man. He seems to do the impossible and to challenge the unbeatable. I wouldn't bet against him this time, either. And that's The Value Side for Friday, October 22. I'm David Revelle. Please join me in praying that our country may get back to work.